United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I have a couple of comments. I want to thank Mrs. Clark and Mrs. Waters and the students and everyone involved with the drama production of Chicago. It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. And I could see all the work that all these people put into it, and it just makes me really proud when I go and watch these presentations. They did a great job. So thank you for everyone for that. I also just want to make a couple of comments, and this is not an agenda item, but I would like to clarify some information that's been put in print out there, just briefly. So the Board of Education had to come to a decision as to whether to repurpose the pool or to refurbish it. After many meetings, the Board of Education thought best to repurpose the area. We met with our attorneys, and it wasn't a pool yes or pool no that we could bring to the voters. We had to come together and make a decision as to what we thought was our best option. We heard from the administration. We heard from the athletic director. We heard from building and grounds, and everyone decided as a whole that it would be best to repurpose that area. So in the near future, we will be holding several public meetings for information in regards to the pool. I can't give you a date in that regard. We're hoping that it will go to a vote for the public somewhere between November and December. So from now until November or December will be the vote where we go out with our proposition, so to speak. In between, we will have informational meetings. Those will be posted on our website. They'll be posted in the Whitehall Times, correct? Those meetings?
Hope so.
Okay, I hope so too. So that everyone has the opportunity to ask questions. That's all I have in that regard. Any other board members have any comments? Okay, let's move forward with Mr. D, your superintendent comments. I apologize, I missed you last month.
Oh, that's okay. I got over it.
All right.
So we've wrapped up the third quarter, unbelievably, and we are moving forward into quarter four. It's amazing to think that we're that far into the school year. Students are still chugging along after a nice April recess. I am so pleased that our students had an opportunity last week to go on a little European vacation. I so much enjoyed and looked forward to seeing the videos that popped up in my inbox almost every evening to see what the students were doing. It was really pretty spectacular and an amazing experience for our student body. And a big thank you goes out to our staff who was willing to take on that responsibility of bringing along a bunch of teenagers to Europe. So, we're going to have to definitely give her some hazard pay for that work. Hopefully, Louis shares a little bit of information about his trip when he speaks. Spring sports are off to a start. Unfortunately, this evening's baseball, softball, tennis match, and I believe our track and field match were all canceled today as a result of the weather. We have a very finite number of days in which to get in a litany of different games, so it's going to be a scramble to get all of that done for all the school districts to participate in Section 2 in the Adirondack League to get those games in. It'll be a challenge, but our coaches are up to the challenge. Tonight we're going to be welcoming a couple of new administrators into the district. Anna Lindberg is hiding up in the back. Anna has been serving as our Dean of Students for the past a year and a half, 2 years?
This is my third year.
Time flies. I still think of myself as substantially younger than I actually am. As I said, time flies. So she'll be moving from the Dean of Students position into our Vice Principal's position. beginning on July 1. Anna has done an outstanding job. She's completed her certifications necessary to take over the responsibilities as administrator within the district, and we certainly look forward to working with you, Anna. We also have with us Adriana Strong, hiding over in the front corner. Adriana is joining us after 9 years teaching, 8 years or 7 years in Hartford. As an elementary teacher, she's going to be joining us as our new elementary principal. An exhaustive search. We did a lot of time and energy put into the interview process, and Adriana rose right to the top. We are looking forward to having her join us and all the great things that she's going to be able to do in our building. And it looks like you probably have your husband, I'm assuming, with
yes.
you as moral support.
Yes, this is my husband.
All right. Well, this evening, we're going to be asking the board to approve those two administrators. And we're looking forward to working with them. And certainly, Mr. Godfrey, I'd be remiss if I didn't say thank you for holding the ship down for us and doing such a spectacular job for the past year. So thank you. John has also agreed to stay on until the end of the year. He's going to work with Adriana from May 15 through June 30 to get her up and running and settled, and then effective July 1, everything becomes Adriana's fault.
No pressure.
Thank you.
Okay. Pratt, you're up.
Ciao, everyone. Just a little bit of the lingo I picked up. This month, I have some of the most exciting stuff I get to tell you. We had a great month here at WHS, and the rest of the year, now that we're in quarter four, is going to fly by, but it's going to be just as amazing. So, our classes, they're planning their senior trips, they're getting ready for prom, sophomores are getting ready for next year's prom, looking at venues, caterers, all that kind of stuff. And our sophomores are also headed to DC on Wednesday. They're all very excited. Yes, I'm going on the trip for the third time. So our freshmen and eighth graders are fundraising. They've been using their social media platforms as a way to get the message out there. So if you have a chance to support them, I'm sure they would love that. And our seventh graders are being the great old spirited seventh graders they are.
And if I can just interrupt for a second, just so the Whitehall Times gets this straight, he has not been in 10th grade for 3 years. he's had the opportunity to go multiple times in different grades. So.
Thank you. So, like Mrs. Waters mentioned, Chicago Teen Edition, our drama club, put on an amazing production a couple weeks ago. The students had a great time. They were all sad to see it come to an end. Lots of dancing, lots of singing went right into it. They never stopped, and they had a great time and put on another amazing show for our community. So the week before break was Peace Week, so we started out the week with our club sponsoring different days like SAD, Big Buddies, No Place for Hate, and we did America Monday, and then Wednesday was Adam Sandler Day, which was a big request by all the students. I don't know what it was about it, but they all wanted Adam Sandler Day. And then we ended the week with Class Colors Day. And when we ended the week, we also had a shortened version of this idea I've had for a little while now, but Mother Nature does not work with Whitehall, as we know. So we did this thing called a field day, which was basically like high school play day that all the students were looking for. We did the face painting, the 50-yard dash, all the things. And it was a great afternoon. It was the day before spring break, so everybody was already happy. They're having a great time. And I know I talked to Mrs. Wilson today, and she said, the students enjoyed it. It was probably a nice little reliever as the quarter was ending. We are so happy that we are able to give these little opportunities to our students. Now the yearbook. This is something I am first publicly talking about. I submitted our yearbook actually while I was in Italy. I had to submit the two Italy pages. And so I have a cover finished, and I'm also going to announce our theme. So this is our cover. Right here is the front cover, the spine, and the back. Mrs. Ling and I designed this. This is actually CJ Monty's varsity jacket. I texted him one day. I was like, I need you to bring that jacket in. Can't tell you why. Just I need a couple pics of it. So the theme, which is based on the idea throughout the years, that's our title, a varsity jacket is something that past students have had, present students have had, and students in the future will go on to have. So our yearbook is split up into three sections, the first being a retro vintage aesthetic section. And then the middle is a present, modern day section. And lastly, with all the best wishes in the future, the ads, that is our futuristic section. A lot of brain power went into this, so I'm encouraging you all to hit up jostens.com tonight and purchase your copy. So the Italy trip, like I mentioned, so we started out with our English Honor Society students. They arrived in Milan, and then they headed over to Venice. Here are some pictures. This is the gondola ride. Definitely one of my top three favorite moments, especially on the Grand Canal. Oh my gosh, it was so beautiful. And then this is actually Verona. We went and saw Juliet's balcony that inspired Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. And here is in Florence, the replica of the Statue of David. The real one is in a museum that was always sold out for us. But something about that statue is just so captivating because it's such a popular piece of art. And then we also hit up Burano, which is a little island near Venice, and they had all the colorful houses, and it was such a pretty little town. And this is also in Florence, and there's the Leaning Tower of Pisa with my gelato, which I am now very sad. I can't wake up and go get a little gelato. And this is something we also saw on our way to Pisa, the little train. So we think we need to get one for Whitehall to just transport us around. And it was a great time in Pisa. Seeing the Leaning Tower of Pisa in person is kind of wild, because you're like, wow, one, it's tall, and two, it's real. It's actually leaning. It's crazy. And so that's some of the pasta I had. And we went to Assisi. We went to the Vatican City. And you can see right here, this is right outside of the Sistine Chapel, I believe. And Mrs. Ramirez, she loved it in there. She was one of our chaperones. She was having the time of her life. And that was followed by some time in Pompeii. We saw the Pompeii ruins. That was the worst of the weather days. It hailed for 2 minutes and it got sunny. And 2 minutes later, Blake Bird's pants were drenched in rainwater. And then, of course, we always enjoyed a nice little Italian lunch. And we also were in Rome, so we got to see the Trevi Fountain, Pantheon, the Spanish Steps. So this is them overlooking the city of Rome, which was absolutely beautiful. And this is the Colosseum, and that's inside of the Colosseum, which is absolutely breathtaking. And all the history surrounding Italy took all of our breaths away. It was amazing. And this wasn't just a little, you know, trip. It was an educational trip. And I can tell you what, we learned so much, and we made sure to quiz our blonde girl, Emma Parker, at the end of each day to make sure she knew what was going on. She was a little unsure about the bidet. She thought they were for kids to wash their hands. So lastly, Student Council sponsored our Peace Week, and they are also going to help us out. We're sad for the National Conference coming up in the near future. But like I said, this has been one of the most fun months here at Whitehall. So excited to see where the next couple ones take us. So thank you.
I never want to follow Louie.
But we will.
Yeah.
Board and staff reports.
Okay, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the treasurer's report and accompanying documents that you have in your packets.
Do we have a motion to approve the treasurer's report?
I'll make a motion.
Mr. Pratt, do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Dudley, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve the Board of Education minutes from the meeting of March 20 of 2023.
Do we have a motion for the board minutes?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Norton. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
You also have in your packet the Audit and Finance Committee meeting notes from March 20 of 2023. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve those minutes.
Do we have a motion to approve the Audit and Finance minutes?
Yes.
Mr. Pratt, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Norton. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Mrs. Stedman continues to be exceptionally busy running annual review meetings. I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve the minutes from January 17 and 24, February 10, and March 3 and 8.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
And that's Mr. Moat. Was that you, Mr. Moat?
Yep.
Sorry, Mr. Moat. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. LaChapelle. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I would like to recommend the board take action to rescind the appointment of Jessica Moore to the position of JV softball. Ms. Moore has determined that her schedule was not going to accommodate her ability to coach that sport.
Do we have a motion to approve? Mr. Pratt, we have a second.
Yes.
Mr. Dudley, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Lost myself here. More resignations, yes. I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve the resignation of Luella Barnador from the position of elementary school nurse effective April 6th. With regret, she really did an outstanding job up the hill, and we are going to miss her. I'd also like to recommend the board take action to approve the resignation of Alexandra Gibson from the position of library media specialist at the elementary school. She has accepted a position closer to her home down in the Albany region. I'd also like to recommend the board take action to approve the resignation for the purpose of retirement of Mr. Peter LaRose from the position of school bus driver effective April 15 of 2023, and the resignation of Ms. Anna Lindberg from the position of TOSA Dean of Students effective June 30 of 2023, with hope that you will be appointing her shortly.
Do we have a motion for those resignations?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, I think Mr. Pratt. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right, we have some appointments. Is everyone okay if I do these together as a group?
Mm-hmm.
All right. With excitement, I would like to recommend the appointment of Ms. Adriana Strong to the position of elementary school principal in the tenure track area of administration effective July 1 of 2023. And we will also have Ms. Strong joining us, as I had mentioned previously, from about May 15 through the end of June to kind of get settled. So, with that said, I'd love to recommend Adriana's appointment. I'd also like to recommend the appointment of Ms. Anna Lindberg to the position of assistant principal in the tenure track area of administration. This will be an 11-month position. She will be effectively beginning on July 1 of 2023. Can we just do those two first?
Absolutely. So we're doing Mrs. Strong and Mrs. Lindberg. Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. Dudley, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. LaChapelle. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Welcome.
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 Welcome. Welcome. Welcome. And I just want to say, remember you applied for it. Okay, I'd also like to recommend Ms. Trudy Woodbury to the position of elementary school nurse. She began today, correct?
Yep, first day.
Had a chance to meet her last week before last. I think she's going to fit in really well up at the elementary school. So welcome to Trudy. I'd also like to recommend Ms. Shaylin Dewey to the position of Spanish teacher. Shaylin has been working with us for about a year in the capacity of a substitute in Spanish class. So I'm glad that she is interested in continuing with us, continuing her career here in Whitehall. I'd like to recommend Catherine McCoy, the position of teacher aide bus aide. That will be a probationary appointment. Then that will be effective March 23 of 2023. I'd also like to recommend Mr. Lonnie Petty to the probationary appointment of cleaner effective April 17. And Chelsea Bennett to the position of substitute teacher bus aide effective April 17 of 2023. Mr. Ray Lyman has expressed interest in coaching JV softball for us. I'm very excited that we were able to get him on board. In reference to the upcoming Whitehall School District Board of Education budget vote and annual meeting, I would like to recommend to the board Heather Morcombe to be chairperson and chief inspector, Penny Hollister to be the election inspector and alternate chairperson, chief inspector, as well as Marsha Ross to be election inspector. We do have one last appointment that you probably see online. If you printed previously, it may not be there. We have Matt Waters and Rachel Waters, who have expressed interest in coaching modified softball. We've not been able to find a coach. They expressed interest today, so I certainly thank them for their willingness to coach our students. We are starting to struggle with what we're doing for our modified students. So Matt would be our modified softball coach, and Rachel would be the assistant modified softball coach.
We have a motion for those appointments.
So moved.
Mr. Dudley, do we have a second?
Second.
Second. Mrs. Norton, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
We do have one leave of absence request for Ms. Rose Kobor. Rose is one of our elementary teachers. She's been with us 4 years now. And she will be taking a maternity leave on or about May 18 through June 30th, 2023.
We have a motion to approve the leave of absence.
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
We do have a few disposals that I'd like to recommend to the board. The first is for four floor machines that have been kicking around the school district for an unknown number of years that are no longer functional. They're broken, and some are even in parts. We also have a 2000 Chevy 3500 with a plow with over 100,000 miles and a substantial amount of rust. So with the board's approval, we would like to dispose of those items.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt. Any discussion?
Yes.
Yes.
On that pickup, that's going to be put on Auction International.
Yes.
All right.
Are you asking?
Yeah.
Yes.
The four floor machines are good.
In a litany of pieces. Yeah. They're pretty old.
Garbage.
You could probably put those on there and sell them as well if you were so inclined.
In pieces?
Believe it or not, there is demand for that stuff.
Okay. Post them both.
Something's better than nothing.
We good? Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
You have in front of you the ballot approval. I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve the draft ballots for the annual meeting, budget vote, and election, which will be held on May 16 of 2023.
Do we have a motion to approve the ballot?
Yes.
Mr. Pratt, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. LaChapelle. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right, you have before you a copy of the property tax report card. The school district needs to approve on a yearly basis. We need to submit it to the state within 24 hours after approval. I would like to mention one caveat, and that's the fact that the state of New York still has not put together its budget. We, as well as all school districts in New York State, have had to build our budget based on the runs that we were provided about a month ago. We are at this point acting under the impression that the budget will remain at least as good, if not better, than we've already been proposed by the governor. In the event that information, when the state comes up with their completed budget, if a change needs to be made, we would need to come back to the Board of Education and modify both the property tax report card as well as our proposed budget that I'll be asking you to approve momentarily.
Do we have a motion to approve the tax report card?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second, yes.
Second, Mr. Dudley. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Regarding our proposed budget for the 23-24 school year, I'm very pleased to share that the district is looking for a 0.5% increase in taxes. We've been at zero for the past 2 years. We're looking at a 0.5% increase For next year, that's based on the state aid that we are anticipated to receive. We're very pleased with that 0.5 that we're going to be proposing to the community. I'd like to thank our business manager, Lori, as well as our administrative staff and teachers for putting together a very fiscally responsive budget. I look forward to May when we have the opportunity to put this forward to our voters.
Do we have a motion to approve the proposed budget?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton and then Mr. Dudley. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay, just one thing that's upcoming. April 25, we must hold a Board of Education meeting, which usually lasts about 10 minutes for the purpose of acting on the BOCES budget. Most usually we hold that meeting at about 7:30 in the morning. We're done by about 7:40. Wondering which Board of Education members may be able to attend. I just need to make sure we have a quorum. If we need to change the time, we can certainly do that. Do we have members that might be
able
to attend?
At that time.
Louis, you're good. Pat?
Yeah.
I'll be
there.
25th, 7:30.
Can you make it quarter after and then make it?
Yeah, I can make it any. Can everybody make it at 7:15?
Wow.
Sure.
Bring in coffee?
7:15.
I usually have coffee on, so last bring in coffee.
7:15.
We can make it quarter after.
Yeah, we can. Yeah. Thank you. I'll send everybody just a quick reminder.
I think we did that last year.
Yep. All right, 7:15 on April 25. I will get a notification out to everyone. Thank you. Yes. You also have the Wishy BOCES newsletter for your information, and that's all I have.
Thank you. All right, we're open to public comments in regards to the agenda. Yes, Mrs. Hollister.
It has anything to do with the agenda, but we'd like to congratulate Mr. Dudley on the birth of his new granddaughter.
Thank you.
Yes,
absolutely beautiful.
Congratulations.
But the stuff, the scrubbers. Jared, I know you want us to put those on there, even though they're...
I mean, I obviously don't know what kind of condition they're in, but...
They are rusted, broken. We've stripped them of everything that we can strip them of to repair all their scrubbers.
Well, then I would encourage whoever to use their best judgment, but I know that in a world where things are not accessible as they once were, that may have some sort of value.
Okay.
And, you know, if you got $50 for it, that's
okay.
$50 more than
I'll
we have.
I'll get it done.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else, Mrs. Hollister?
No, I'm all set.
Anyone else? Okay. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Mr. Pratt, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. LaChapelle. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Mr. Godfrey, I'm